everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. This is episode 395. I'm going to try to reach Connie on the old Skype machine.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I got a hold of an app for my phone. It's called Wirecast, so I was able to make an announcement by literally streaming right to from thy phone right to YouTube.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I know. So I was able to put a few things in there and just like, hey, we're going to be live on Periscope at 5 o'clock. So hopefully people will come and watch us, you know. I don't know if it will happen or not, but I at least it's there. So
yeah.
Anyway, how are you?
Oh, like I say, pretty good.
Okay.
A little bit sleepy, but
yeah, a lot
not
of
bad.
That going around. I think it's I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, the lack of light, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, that's me anyway. Yesterday I was like, I got my job done like right away because it was a short amount of stuff I had to do deliver, but I didn't have to go back to reload. So, but I got done. I'm like, I don't feel like doing anything today. It's like somebody came and just like sucked all the energy right out of me. You know, must have been those vampires and zombies going on around that day, because it was Halloween yesterday, as a matter of fact. Or was that?
Yes,
or was that
2
Monday?
Days ago,
two
yeah.
days ago, whatever. So mm-hmm. yeah, it was. Yeah, must have been from all the Halloween treaters or whatever, which I didn't have. But it just
me either.
The energy just kind of like just got sucked right out of me. Anyway, I've got some stories here.
Okay.
I sent you one.
Actually two.
Two of them. Yeah, I sent you two. Mm-hmm. The other one I found was from the beginning of September, but I might consider it, even though it is a little old. I mean, it's still something worth talking about at some point.
I see. Which one you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
Now, there is this other one here. Yeah, that's the Saudi Arabia one. That's the one that's...
Right.
Now, this one here is...
Excuse me.
Was updated today. This one's even older. What the fuck? It was updated January...
That's funny because it's trending now.
Right.
I think that... Okay, this is in the UK.
Yeah.
Well, it takes America?
I don't know. It takes time for people to get news from over the ocean to us, you know. The pond, as they like to call it. No, a pond is something you can step over or throw a rock over. This you can't. The Atlantic Ocean is not a pond, people. It says here that Subway has removed ham and bacon from nearly 200 stores and offers halal meat only after a strong demand from Muslims. Go fuck yourselves. How do you know it wasn't killed a certain way? We'll just label it halal and just... how are you going to know? How are you going to know? Is there special blood that's on there now? The halal meat has blood on it still. The unhalal meat doesn't have blood on it. So that's obviously not right. The ones you can't eat. What the fuck? Do you have any stories that you've found so far?
Let's see. Well, there's people are already fuming about Starbucks cups.
Yeah, I saw that one. I didn't grab it because I figured since you saw it already and you were commenting on there. Go ahead. Could you send that to me, please? Because I kind of lost that link.
It's and I read this earlier. Of course, everybody remembers last year that
with Josh Feuerstein. Fuckstein.
Feuerstein.
Heil Josh Feuerstein.
Put the Christ back in Christmas.
Put
and
the Christ back
in
Christmas. Yeah, he's. Now, according to starting already this month and as of yesterday, means Halloween is over. No, Halloween can't be over. We just started it. Halloween Halloween should last for like, we should get 2 months of Halloween. I'm saying we should have 2 months of Halloween.
I was going to say, Maybe we should do a deal like Lent leading up to
Sure.
Passover. We should have how many days of Halloween
On
leading
the
up to
first
the
day of
holiday?
Halloween, my spook got to me. Something like that. I don't know. It's say Tuesday, Starbucks announced a new limited edition featuring a mosaic of more than 100 people drawn in one continuous stroke. One continuous stroke.
That's very impressive
It
if you look at
is.
the picture.
If it was true, that means that I was going to say one.
You
If
didn't
it's
lift the
just one
pen.
stroke, that's a bad. That's bad sex. If it's just one stroke, that's just bad sex. That's just like, oh, I just can't do it. I'm just not feeling up to it. I just can't help it, honey. You're just going to have to do it on your own. I'm going to bed. Sure, it was one stroke. As many of people have noticed, it's green, unlike traditional red cups the coffee company has served over the years for the holidays.
And their normal color of cup is green.
Yeah.
Every day, every other day of the year, Starbucks is a green cup.
Yeah.
And that's important because this is probably not the
Right.
holiday cup, but it doesn't prevent people from being butthurt.
Oh, absolutely.
These are celebrating community, is what it is. It's a very diverse cup, all kinds of people, all
Yeah.
kinds of couples.
Yeah.
All kinds of races or whatever we want to designate it.
Sure. Well, they're not the only people who are colored are people who didn't make it into the little white spot. And all those
Well,
people are green.
albinos, albino lives matter, don't they?
Albino lives matter. This person on Twitter, Jasmine at Jazz Hand D, that's JazzHandD, put this retweet if you think at Starbucks is trying to take Jesus out of Christmas with new cup. Go make this viral so Starbucks makes cups red again. You guys had a problem with cups being red last year. Now that they're green, now you have a problem with it being green. How about we just make them completely white and say, fuck you all?
Green is the color of money, which Starbucks loves.
Well, this one was just
So
really,
does Jesus,
yeah.
apparently.
This one apparently was very poignant. It's from somebody named Tune In Now, or TuneInOW at Starbucks. Fuck you, Starbucks! That was really poignant. That was
Jeez,
really poignant.
I feel enlightened.
I know it just moved me. It was moving, Connie. I've never been moved to words so much in my life. Oh, you want to hear something interesting today? I had a private discussion on that Candid app with a Jew, which I didn't. I've really don't. I've never had too many debates. Well, I've not had too many debates with Jews online. And this was kind of the first official. I'd like to call this the first official one because he identified as a Jew. So, and he's like trying to give me his one best argument for the reason why God is real. And his argument was because 2,000 people claimed they heard the same thing, or they heard the voice of God. Didn't say what it was, just that they said they heard the voice of God. So 2 million people, obviously that makes the reason that makes God real, because apparently 2 million people allegedly claim that God made a noise or said something.
I see.
Yeah. And
Wow.
I pointed to the Lady of Fatima. Are you familiar with that? It's where it happened back in the ni early 1900s, where about 10,000 to 100,000 people were all staring at the sun, and they all claimed that the sun was like dancing around the sky and jumping up and down and doing the hokey pokey and shit. And he said, well, just because there was 10,000 people or 100,000 people, 2 million's much, much more, so that's more valid.
Awesome.
Awesome. I told him, I said, no, I said, if that's your best logical reasoning, it's a failure. And I said, hey, I'm done talking to you about this. So you've obviously you're being incredul your incredulity is beyond the pale. So I'm not going to discuss this further with you because you obviously have gone You don't see the logic, and I had to proceed to block him after that point. I generally don't block people. I mean, as a rule, but I will. I mean, I just because I know that the argument was going to continue further because he tried to reinforce his argument with something else. I'm like, no, don't bother me anymore. Okay, and then I said, please don't bother me, or I will block you. I gave him a choice. I said, just don't message me anymore, because I really don't want to discuss this with you, because your argument is weak sauce. And one of the things was, I gave him a list of things, which I give every Christian. I say, you can't use the Bible, you can't use Joshua or Tactus, and you can't use other certain things I put online when I ask people to prove that they're God. And he says, so we ended up getting a discussion about those reasons. And he says, well, it's hard to prove. I said, if your God is real, it should be easy to prove. So.
Yeah, it should be self-evident in more than just personal experience.
Yes, exactly. And those are, and I said, you can't use an argument from personal experience. And that the hallucination of these people all reporting the 2,000 or 2 million, whatever, the number doesn't matter. Those are all personal experiences. It doesn't matter if it's one or a billion people. So it's just plain stupid. Let's see here. More stuff. Oh, this one's from Archie Bunker.
I thought he was dead, but he's dead. Fictional.
Archie Bunker is fictional, the actor, has died a number of years ago. He says,
although it's telling that he chooses Archie Bunker as a...
I know. If they actually knew what a racist asshole that guy was.
Yes.
I mean, they tried to make him a little less racist as the show went along, but he was pretty racist. At Starbucks, stop pushing your liberal bullshit and sell coffee. Well, that's what they do. Lifelong customer becoming disgusted with the forced agenda. # holiday cups now.
Yeah, and it's in response to the Starbucks tweet, friends, baristas, and customers drawn in one continuous line, reminding us we're all connected.
Oh, no, we're all connected.
That agenda, that liberal
agenda. Letting us know that we're all connected. Oh, no. Connie, they're pushing a liberal agenda by telling people that we're all connected.
No. Well, then.
Yeah. All Republicans, boycott Starbucks.
Woohoo, more coffee for us. And shorter lines. Huh?
Shorter lines.
Although, how are they supposed to kill themselves with the triple macchiato, double cream frappuccinos?
Yeah.
2,000 calories a drink.
Some people are not mad, though. Some people are just sitting back and enjoying the war on Christmas outrage. Starbucks Holiday Marketing Team 2016. Here's some green bullshit. With a tiny, horrifying faces all over, where's your Christmas now? Trying to figure out how I can possibly get offended by this Starbucks holiday cup. I guess someone will find a way.
He is not disappointed then today, is he?
Apparently not. Breitbart head. Starbucks commissioned Satan himself to illustrate Christmas cups. I want to be there for that. Can I be there? I want to go see this. I'm excited for the holidays because I want to see white people go all crazy at Starbucks again at saying having a war on Christmas. You know, sometimes, and this is going to sound at SJW, sometimes I'm really ashamed of being white.
Yes, but painting yourself in blackface is not a good choice
to
do.
No, no, definitely not. I am not going that route. This is the skin I was born with. This is the skin I'm going to die with. Actually, when I die, it'll turn like puce color or something, and then it'll turn all kinds of colors after that.
Oh. Yeah, millennial DILF, time for another 3 months of outrage because the Starbucks cups don't say December 25th is Jesus' birthday, and he was definitely real.
Where do you see that one?
That's just below the Drevi. It's another person who's like having fun waiting for the outrage to hit the fan. But okay. If you go down to the bottom here.
Oh, is it in the comments?
Yeah, what? No, it's just below what you were just reading.
Oh, really? Well, that's weird.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I'm not seeing that one. Oh, well.
This is the first time people haven't been offended by Starbucks cups not being Christmassy enough.
Oh, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there it is. And then I don't see anything beyond that one. After that image there, I don't. It's red with the. There's this cartoon about Starbucks. I may have mentioned it before, where they looked like mm-hmm. they were trying to make a porn, and they had this woman pull up. It's all cartoons, and they had the woman draw her legs up near the top, and then a sign fell down and it bonked her in the head, and it like ugh. And it kind of made a crown shape on her head. It's like, oh, let's go with that, and we'll sell coffee instead. This whole porn idea was a really bad idea. So
I went ahead and I shared the picture at the bottom of the page, which a leaked photo, which was posted on Reddit on Thursday, appears to show what this year's holiday cup will look like.
Okay.
And it's, there's the Starbucks mermaid, and it looks like holly and ivy, in the background. It's a red cup with white illustration of some kind of tree branches. I think it's holly.
Okay.
Or it's ivy. And this is just a special cup, the green one, and just to celebrate, you know, how we're all connected. And
oh yeah.
Meant to be a good thing.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is here though that oh, there's these ones are red too. But
yeah.
The thing is, I was going to say was, the fact is that they say these are. Where is the top? It says here. That these are. What is it? What was the word again here? Not what is it? Traditional red cup serves every year around the holidays. I don't know. I read it earlier, and I can't seem to find it now. Well, anyway, it says it's like a collector's cup or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, how many people are going to actually keep these cups around?
I don't know. People collect a lot of weird stuff.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Oh, I don't know.
It's just, this is just really bizarre.
And I found one more.
Okay. Let me
open that up here. This is over Patheos Hermit Meta, the friendly atheist, has a little story here. Hermit Meta. Okay, there we go. I was trying to type it in there, and I wasn't spelling it right. I'm like,
oh, that's
dang,
okay.
I know it's got some kind of an H in it. And
right. I'm just wondering, well, we now have one viewer, if they are still there. I don't know. If you can hear us, let me know. Or can you hear Connie? I'm just wondering if anybody can actually hear her, because people are, like, coming in, and they're not sticking around, because I'm wondering if it's maybe just because they can't hear both sides. I don't know. Maybe they just hear me and they're just like, oh, God, this guy's just talking to himself. So I don't know. Can everybody now we got two people. Can people actually hear Connie? She was just giggling a minute ago. It says here on the next Dr. Phil, a teenager claims she's pregnant with Jesus. Okay. I'm sure her boyfriend would like to know that, too. That's Jesus, you know.
Yeah.
A belligerent teenager who gained 22 pounds over the last year claims she's 9 months pregnant, even though 6 pregnancies tests came out negative. She insists the baby is kicking, even though that no one else can feel it. And she insists it's the baby Jesus. She's just sticking, you can tell she's just sticking her stomach out at this point. This is what religion does to people. It really makes people go fucking nutsoid. Oh, before we go any further, I want to thank the people at the Drunk Table Podcast for being on the show with us last week.
Yes.
they gave us a shout out on the show. So if you're over, if you like the Drunk Tale podcast, the original shows, go and give them a like on their latest episode. I think it's episode 7 or 8 or whatever. It's the latest one. You can find it. It's at Coast, the number 2, Coast.
Yeah, we had it was a really good discussion.
Oh, yeah. They thought they'd ruined a show. I was like, no, you didn't ruin the show. I'm like thinking, no, you didn't ruin the show. You made it better. Anyway, she says, my family, my friends, my pastor at my church, they don't believe that I am pregnant. Okay. This is so funny that these people who want to, they say, well, belief in God is, you have to just believe on faith. Oh, hello from Turkey. We got someone from Turkey watching us. Or watching me anyway, listening to you and me. The thing is, these people say, well, just believe in God on faith. But they don't believe this woman when she says that Jesus is in her belly, even though nobody can find it. So I like to say to those people, put up or fucking shut up.
Her claim is just as valid as any of yours.
Right. Exactly. She can claim that she's pregnant. Doesn't mean that she, and if all the tests come back negative, then, well, then that's,
well,
there's
where the evidence. Where her belly is spreading out, and granted, you could have fat there.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm more worried that she might have a growth of some kind.
Yeah,
in
no,
her
that's
uterus,
good.
Actually.
Yeah, that's possible. Mm-hmm. That's possible. She said, she continues on saying, Haley, or she says, I know it's Jesus. I don't care if my family disowns me. It really comes down to if you're a true believer in Jesus or not. I don't care what the home pregnancy tests say, tests or doctors say. When I give birth to my baby, no one is going to deny him because he is my savior. Wow.
Okay, then.
Her mother has said that she is a compulsive liar and delusional. The first time I heard that her say that she is actually was saying that it was Jesus Christ in her stomach, I looked at her like she had lost her mind. Christy says she was just going off into a delusional tailspin. Wow.
Can they please stop referring to it as the baby is in her stomach?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. I find that really ignorant.
No, but, you're right. Okay. You are completely right. You are completely right. The baby is not in her stomach. I mean, it's in the... And the fact is that if she was that far along, just judging by this picture, it would be a lot lower.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's in the uterus and not in the belly.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's not my saying that it's in the belly. That's I'm reading it verbatim here. Here's a hello, Murders Acceptancy. Thank you. that's somebody that just came to the channel. Gave me a kiss icon. Thank you. Anyway, I think there's a lot of spam bots on here, actually. I almost missed that guy that said, kill yourself, because he was actually being, you know, real. Anyway, Dr. Phil says, tell me, Haley. Do you feel tension in your family right now? Haley, definitely. Dr. Phil, and tell me, what is the tension about in your view? Holy shit, she thinks she's giving birth to fucking God. That's
Dr.
the
Phil.
Tension, people. That's it. Phil, you call yourself a doctor, which you're not, and you can't figure this shit out? Yeah, I think you're fucked.
Yeah, like it here. Somehow he just glosses over the whole detail.
Yeah. I like this story. I really like this story. Since we're coming up on, you know, Christmas is not the second next holiday, but it's going to be, we might as well get on this bandwagon right now. I like this story. Let's hold on to this one. I'm not sure if we'll do it our first one or second one, but.
Oh, I sort of saw it as a second one because it's...
Yeah, I kind of like
that. I thought it was funny and kind of weird.
It is. It is really weird.
Oh.
Okay. I wasn't able to find any other ones. Were you able to find some more?
No, I was actually looking when we started the meeting. Just
okay.
Sorry.
No, that's so. Right. I've been a little busy myself here. I do want to mention this one. We may not cover this one because it's from the beginning of... It's literally... The story is literally a month old. Saudi Arabia sentenced a man to 10 years in jail and over 2,000, or at least 2,000 lashes, for being an atheist. So, yeah, it kind of sucks being an atheist sometimes. Especially if you're in another country.
Why? Now, that popped up, though, because I'm just trying to open it up here. Sorry, I was making some notes.
Sure.
That popped up because the story has been updated. Is that why?
I don't know. I got it off of my Facebook page. It came off one of
September 1st. Okay.
It came off my Facebook page here. Apparently, oh, by the way, remember Sunday, turn your clocks back 1 hour.
Yeah.
And on November 8th, remember not to vote a direction to turn the clocks back on the country 50 to 100 years, okay?
Yes.
Anyway, I'm not sure why this one's starting to pop up making traction now. A 28-year-old refused to repent, insisting that what he wrote reflected his beliefs and that he had a right to express them, and he does. It's a human right to say what you believe or don't believe. The hardline Islamic State religious police in charge of monitoring social networks found more than 600 tweets denying the existence of God. Oh, no. He's a terrible person. He denied the existence of my imaginary friend. he made my feelings hurt. Including ridiculing the Quran verses, accusing all prophets of lies and saying that their ruling fueled hostilities. Oh no, he sounds like he's an actual thinker, Connie.
That's dangerous.
You know, right? He must be
dealt with.
Yes, we must deal with him. We must deal with him right now. Why did I go into a German accent?
Argument at Hitler?
I don't know. The court also fined him £4,000. Not wait. Because then he could just hand him a car and say, here you go. You know. The sentence was a controversial law that defines atheism as terrorism.
Oh. Oh, I know you're not kidding.
I know. I wish I was kidding. I really wish I was kidding. Back in 2014 or 2014, I forget to sometimes. When I do my pre-read, I put the words 20 and 14 separate, so I don't read it as 2014. I read it as 2014 or 2016 or whatever the year is, because there's too many syllables to say for 2000, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, in 2014... the late King Abdullah issued a strong royal decree aimed at clamping down on all forms of political dissent and protest that could harm public order. The late. So no one thought, now that king's dead, I think it's time to remove that. Nope. Once the king has decreed it, then it's there forever. So if a king decrees that chickens are terrorists, I guess no more chickens in the country. We must kill all chickens because they are terrorists. They don't believe in God. They're all clucking.
And they're all tasty.
And they're all tasty. Therefore, you must kill them all. Kill all the chickens. The Article 1 of the new provisions defined terrorism as calling for atheist thought in any form or calling into question the fundamentalist of the Islamic religion on which this country is based. That right there is fucking dictatorship. If you have to control the thoughts of your followers or the people who are under your religion by saying that if you think anything else, then you are a fucking monster.
Just because they decide that this is the meaning of the word, insert Indigo Montoya meme. You keep using that word. I do not think that word means what you think it means.
Exactly.
Terrorism? Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
That is pot kettle black.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Joe Stork, that's his name, Stork, Deputy Middle East and North Africa Director of Human Rights Watch, said at the time the new measures were introduced, Saudi authorities have never tolerated criticism of their policies, but these recent laws and regulations turn almost any critical expression into independent association into crimes of terrorism. It's like thought crimes with fucking religious people. They say let's say I'm thinking about having sex with my neighbor's car. Not that I would, but because I'm thinking it, that's a thought crime. Well, I don't think there's any thought crime against having sex with cars. I guess. I don't know. Is that a religious problem with people having sex with their cars? I don't know.
oh, God.
I don't know. Or let's just say I'm thinking about having sex with some celebrity. That's a thought crime because obviously that person, I can't actually touch them, but because I'm thinking about it, therefore I actually did it. No.
Well, according to Jesus, that was.
Yes.
Jumping.
So if I think about, I don't know, shooting Donald in the face with a bazooka and watching his corpse go punk, then I've obviously committed murder.
Oh, jeez.
Good thing I don't have access to a bazooka.
Oh, bubble gum's not that dangerous.
That's true. I can go buy a bazooka right now. No, actually, you know what? I haven't seen the bazooka gun, gum, not gun, the bazooka gum around in a long time, actually, so I don't even know if they even make it anymore.
I don't think you should chew on a bazooka gun, though.
No, I don't think. No. No, I'll throw bazooka gum at Donald Trump's head and say, I hit him in the, I blew off his head with a bazooka gum.
And you know what? That stuff is hard as rock.
It is. It is very terrifying.
Everyone happened to chew it, just work on it and warm it up in your mouth before you could finally chew it, let alone form a bubble.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Bazooka Joe is just, that's a terrible gum to try to chew. It's just next to impossible.
Oh, goodness. All right.
This is so much bizarre shit. I like this story. Unfortunately, I just can't see using it because it's just so old.
Well, unless we can find something else, it would still be worth talking
True.
About. But yes.
True. I'm going to try to find something on my Plus here. On my Google Plus, if you're not following Packard under or Packard Sonic, all one word. Swaz ABZZ asked me to reply. I'm a big fan. Well, there's your reply. Thank you. Oh, I got a picture of a mouse, Mickey Mouse, up on a cross and a bunch of small mice in front of him worshiping him. Oh, you know what? I'm going to share this and see if it goes out. I'm going to share this too. I forgot that. I could do that. I can share this shit. I can share this like all over the place. Let's see here. I'll just share that there. Sorry, I'm being facetious here a little bit. Anyway, the that's cute. A cat on hanging off of a roll of toilet paper, looking at it and going, "Oh, hey, you're home early," and all the toilet paper's on the floor.
Pope Francis, female Catholic priests are never happening.
Send me that link.
I'm on HuffPo.
Oh, you're on the HuffPo.
Yeah.
Send me that link.
I will. We'll see how progressive you are there.
Yeah. But the Pope is very progressive. No.
Come on. For some reason. There we go. Skype is
being a butt.
Yes, it is.
Skype is being a butt. Okay, Pope Francis said on Tuesday he believes that the Roman Catholic Church ban on women becoming priests is forever. And will never be changed. Like they said, atheists can never get into heaven. But then he came along and said, you know what? Atheists can get into heaven. Yeah, sure, why not? Yeah. So I guess forever is until the next pope changes their mind. Is that how that works?
Until they get that dispensation, that
special dispensation.
That revelation from God is...
Yeah. Special dispensation! Hamburgers on Friday!
As long as they're made of fish.
That's right. Well, you know what? I think a fish has a better chance of becoming the next pope, to be honest.
Yes.
Or a priest that's not a male, you know. He was speaking aboard a plane, taking him back to Rome from Sweden. They let him escape. Motherfucking Sweden, you had one job. Arrest that motherfucker. One job. You had one job, Sweden. One job, and you fucked it up. Anyway, in freewheeling news, really, conference with reporters has become a tradition as flight returns from his trips abroad. A Swedish female reporter noted that the head of the Lutheran church who welcomed him to Sweden was a woman. Oh, no. A woman that's in charge of other people. Oh, no, because your penis is actually a clitoris. Oh, no. You can't be in charge of anything.
She was shielding herself with a small boy at the time, though. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He didn't notice the clitoris.
He didn't notice the clitoris, so he just saw the little child go, happy meal. Jeez. Anyway. Then asked if he thought the Catholic Church would allow women to be ordained as ministers in the coming decades. St. Paul John Paul II had the last clear word on this, and he stands, and it stands, this stands. What does that fucking mean? It doesn't mean anything. Francis, referring to the 1994 document by Pope John Paul that closed the door on female priesthood, the Vatican says its teachings is an infallible part of Catholic tradition. Really?
Infallible, I tell you.
It's infallible. The guy was a motherfucking piece of shit.
Inconceivable.
Inconceivable. The reporter pressed the Pope asking, but forever? Forever? Never? Never? Francis responded, we read carefully the declarations by St. John Paul II. It is going to in that direction. Francis, you know, all right, before I continue on with the article here. These people drive around in cars that are bulletproof. Are they really that afraid that their God? They are clearly showing that their God is not real by showing that the fact is that they have to be in a bulletproof car. Just saying.
Yep.
Anyway, Francis previously said that the door to the women's ordination. Is closed. Is that how you pronounce it? Ordination. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is closed. But proponents of female priesthood are hoping that the future pope might overrun the decision, particularly because of the shortage of priests around the world. That should tell you something. Ladies. All right. Let me give it. Can I give a little advice to the ladies out there? If there is a shortage of priests, that means that more of these men are realizing that religion is bullshit. Why did you fucking figure that out and go, you know what? You're probably right. We need to get out of here. We need to step away from this religion too. Why can't you figure that out? If all these priests are the numbers are going down, we don't need you to fill in the gaps. And let's just say, should there be any female priests in the Catholic Church? Absolutely. There absolutely should be. But the fact is, I don't think there should be any at all. That's just my opinion. I don't think there should be any. I don't think there should be a pope. There's no reason for a pope. We've been reading the Bible. I've not seen any reason for a pope yet. But, you know, anyway. All right, now let's see here. The Catholic Church teaches that women cannot be ordained priests because Jesus willingly chose only men as his apostles. Most of the calling for women priests say he was only following the norms of his time. Holy shit, really? Because Jesus had guys around him? That means only guys should be priests because only men at that time were stupid enough to follow him. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
The women that hung around him were just there to make sandwiches, I guess.
Yeah, you know, this isn't an argument to say that only men should be priests. That's an argument to say men are too fucking stupid to be leaders.
He's saying it was an all-boys club.
Yeah, definitely was an all-boys club, that's for sure.
And, Yeah, single guy, 33 years old, hangs out with only men.
Yeah, that sounds pretty gay to me. You know, someone's gonna take that. It's like, see, he said all men are stupid, so he must be a feminist. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I was making a joke, by the way, just in case anybody decides to take that out of context. That's what I was referring to. It's a joke. You know, these men are obviously not that bright to begin with. So if the women would have been there instead of the men, Jesus would have had a harem. And they would have said, well, he just had the women there because, well, it was a harem situation or whatever. It didn't mean that they wanted them as leaders. They'd find some excuse. It doesn't matter if there were men. If there had been men and women there, they would have said, well, there's more men than women. Or let's just say it was an equal number. Well, they were just there taking orders from the men. Whatever, dude. Whatever excuse you want to come up with. So, yeah, this is an interesting one here. Do you have any other ones here?
No, I was just poking around.
I'm trying to see if I can find something else here.
Supposed burial slab of Jesus Christ uncovered for first time in centuries.
Oh, let's see that.
Okay. Because evidently they schlepped Jesus' body all the way to somewhere else. I don't know. Where is this at? National Geographic. Talk about a publication that's gone downhill.
Did you send that one to me? I'm not in Skype at the moment. Okay, there it is. Got it. Sorry.
You got it?
I just found another story here that we should probably talk about, too.
There we go.
All right, while I'm waiting for that to load here. Oh, there it goes. A stone slab that many Christians believe once held the body of Jesus Christ. Shoot me, Connie. Please, just shoot me. Just shoot me. I'm going to change the name to Just Shoot Me. After today, Package poked at, just call Just Shoot Me. I'm just going to just, me rubbing my forehead, Just Shoot Me. No, I'm not. I'm not changing the name. after the crucifixion has been unveiled for the first time in centuries. Ooh. Whoa, look at the crowd. There's not that many people. National Geographic, which was filming the restoration work at the church of the Holy Sculpture, Sepulchre, yeah, in Jerusalem, the marble that encased the slab since at least 1555 was removed as part of the project. We were surprised at the amount of fill material beneath it. Okay. Archaeologists and residents of National Geographic Society told the organization's website, it will be a long scientific analysis, but we will finally be able to see the original rock surface on which, according to tradition, the body of Christ was laid. Okay, there's your first problem. You're going by what tradition said.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, going back to that other story for just a minute.
Sure.
I say because they all had hair and women have hair, therefore women should be allowed to be priest ministers as well because they all have hair. All those people have hair and they're all human. According to those pictures, they were all human. So therefore, women should be allowed to be priests as well in the Catholic Church because they were all human and they all had hair. It's indisputable. I have two up on your one. You just say that they're all men. I have two up on your one. So, and since men come from women and men start out as women, therefore I've got two more. So I've got four up on you. Well, three. No, four up, four up. I'm four up on you. Just because you say they were men, I'm four up on you. Anyway, the church is one of the most revered sites in Christianity. It includes, you know, this church needs to be turned into a next casino. I'm just saying. I'm not, don't destroy it. just turn it into a casino. That's or a bar.
Make it a
nightclub hotspot. That's what it actually should be used for.
And a water park for the families.
Oh, it's so water. That, yeah, make it a water park. You know, slide down the Jesus slab. Put it right at the bottom or at the top. You know, the water's just rolling off the top, and you just put your ass on Jesus's slab, and you just slide right off of there.
The sleds look like the Shroud of Turin.
Oh, there you go. Those are those rides where you get the little plastic slide and you go down the slide there. That's not sacrilegious at all. I could see that. The sacrilegious Jesus part. I'd build that. The Shroud of Turin has a...
The wave pool's called the...
What would you name the wave pool?
Wave pool as the Red Sea.
The Red Sea.
It would be like Moses parting the Red Sea.
Oh, no, that'd be the Lazy River. That would be the Lazy River.
That'd be Lazy River.
Or the Lazy River. Or you make the wave pool or the Lazy River the Baptist. No, what is it? The baptismal pool. The new baptismal pool.
Yeah.
The Lazy River's the baptismal pool. Go on a tube ride and get baptized.
You know, if Ken Ham does this, we can.
If he does that, I am fucking suing his ass. I am so fucking sue Ken Ham if he fucking. This is an original idea. If you Ken Ham, if you're fucking listening, and I don't think you are, but if you do, and you come up with if you announce a water park like this, I will fucking sue you. I swear, I will fucking sue you because it's documented right here. November 2nd, 2016. If you come out with that, I will fucking sue you for every fucking penny.
They could have a petting zoo with bears.
Yeah, there you go. Keeping hands optional.
Yep.
The church is one of the most revered sites of Christianity. I just read that. Includes the location traditionally believed that there have been the scene of the crucifixion as well. Oh, that's nice. That's convenient that the crucifixion took place right next to where they buried him. Well, that, I guess, you know, didn't want to hang haul around a dead body.
Mm-hmm.
It says the crucifixion as well as the tomb. It's highly controversial. The location was not identified until centuries after the events depicted in the New Testament. That should tell you something if it takes that long to identify it.
Yep.
Today, the operation and maintenance of the church is a tense status quo arrangement between several Christian denominations, including the Greek Orthodox, Armenian Orthodox, and Roman Catholic churches. At times, fights have broken out between these sects. Seriously.
Because nothing says Christianity like infighting.
Uh-huh. Such disagreements have allowed parts of the facility to fall in disrepair, and last year Israel government temporarily shut down the church over fears of possible collapse. Actually, all right, there's this great video. I saw it last week. There's about a couple hundred years ago, there was some work being done on the church. This guy, he put up his ladder, and he was working on the windows or whatever, and the guy had to leave because they couldn't finish the project for whatever reason, and he left his ladder there, right? And he couldn't retrieve it for whatever reason. Apparently, I guess he just never came back for it. And it had been sitting there for a few centuries because they had all this infighting. So it became literally the ladder you couldn't remove because all these churches have to agree for any changes, even the smallest little shit changes. So that ladder being removed is one of those things that they just can't do because it's got to stay there. Now, there have been times when people have removed the ladder, but they've been able to find it and bring it back and put it right back up. One person actually moved the ladder from one window to the next. Apparently, they didn't destroy the ladder. They didn't steal it. They just moved it, and they've stopped people from literally moving it around. So. They take all this shit really super fucking seriously. A fucking ladder that the guy who got paid to do a thing, who's been dead for a couple hundred years, can't be moved because now it's a relic. Seriously. Seriously. I can't make this shit up.
Yep. No, I believe it. I believe that.
Yeah.
Not anything else. Oh my gosh. Okay, why did they stop people from going in there? Won't their faith protect them from the crumbling building?
Oh yeah, it should. It should actually prevent them. If the building falls and collapses on them, they should have enough faith that it won't hurt them.
That's right. Or Jesus will hold it up.
Yeah, Jesus will stop it. Go, get out of the way. I've got it.
So,
wow.
You said you had one?
Yeah, I actually had one here.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of religious, and it's kind of politics. Hang on, okay. Let me get this to you here.
Oh, there's no politics going on right now, is
no,
there?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know if there's any politics thing going on. But
I don't know what to fill my time with. My Facebook is all sunshine, lollipops, and kittens.
Yours well, too? Kittens. Your too? Oh, man. I just... Okay. Oops. Okay, here. This one is dated...
November 1st.
November 1st. Televangelist Rod Parsley. Really? Your name is Parsley.
Oh, yes.
Parsley.
Yes.
You know you're a garnish. Rod, you're a garnish. You know what they do with garnishes? They're chewed up and spit out and thrown away. Just saying. You know, you need to
it's on the plates the waitress does when take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and if they don't get chewed on, then they just get thrown away. Just saying, you know. You're just useless.
Charisma News.
Yeah.
Charisma News, the bastion of women's magazines. Awesome.
Yeah. And it's from the site Joe My God. I love the name, Joe My God. Kenneth Copeland and many others have joined Morris Crulio's call to active...
Sorello. Yes, because I used to listen to TBN ages ago.
Oh, Sorello. Okay. Yeah. Call to activate a global army of 10,000 intercessors to pray that the white Jesus... That white Jesus? Okay, white Jesus puts the right president into office.
I'm thinking Joe must have put the white Jesus part in there, but it's implied and most likely in everything that's said.
Yeah. Dr. Morris Sorello, who is celebrating his 70th year in ministry.
Holy cat.
Wow, that guy must be like 90 years old.
He's crypt keeper like Pat Robertson.
Wow. If you've been in the ministry for 70 years, you don't generally start until like, I don't know, 20, so he's got to be at least 90.
Unless he was one of those kid evangelists.
Yeah, that's true.
It's still pretty old.
It's still pretty old. Said on his website. Okay, all right. He held an event on his website, on his ministry's website, on Facebook, the day before the presidential election to lead people around the world in prayer for the U.S. Cirillo, who's recently released a book about his life, The Legend. Wow! Someone is full of themselves! Someone is full of themselves. The Legends of Morris Sorello. Modest. How God used an orphan to change the world. Isn't... all right. Connie, remind me.
Yeah.
Remind me. Isn't vanity a sin?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And calling yourself a legend, isn't that kind of vanity?
I'm pretty sure he'll claim that somebody else prompted him to...
Oh, sure.
Then I know men like this, and their egos are fucking huge.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna just
making
put this
up
out.
For other things,
I'm gonna put this out there. If I was a person who believed still, and I thought, well, you know, this is a sin. I don't want that title. I refuse to have that title.
I struggled quite heavily with receiving any praise. And thinking that there was any good in me, I constantly fought against that because I thought it was wrong.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting bots here because they're blowing me. These bots are blowing me kisses.
Oh, we know how old he was when he started preaching.
How old was he?
70 years in the ministry, and it says here in this paragraph that you're reading.
Yes, it says continues God's business at the age of 85. Oh, he's 85.
So he was 15.
He's 15. Okay. At least 15 years old. Continues the words, God's business. Prophets don't retire. No, they just die. Cirillo
Why should
will
they retire? They're making money.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, though, if he broadcasts anything on there saying that, you know, that they want to choose one particular person for their to be president, that would be stepping outside their 80C3. That's the thing that they can't, 83C, whatever it is. It's a tax exemption rule that if you are tax exempt from the government, you can't endorse anybody. And
well,
this
if he's not
endorsing,
I mean, honestly, if they were sincerely just saying we're not saying who it is, you know, they haven't been.
Right.
They just, you know, are sincerely, all they want to do is pray about this stuff and they want to see things be better, you know, I guess that would not breach.
Well,
that.
if they say the right man, since there's only a man and a woman, well, there's two men and two women. So that would, if it was just Donald Trump and it was just clearly Hillary Clinton, then I would say that is definitely skirting that past that line. I would definitely say that's definitely skirting past
that
line.
They usually skirt past the line too, and that they say, oh, well, we're just, you know, wanting to pray for America, but they want to pray that the gays go away. They want to pray that, you know, the,
they can make that happen. No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, yes, if prayer worked, gays wouldn't be a thing anyway. So, just saying.
And yeah, it's just, they want to. Yeah. You know, the agenda pokes through. So
it says, I feel called to build an army of 100,000 prayer warriors. I'm sorry, 100,000 is not enough. You have to have 100,001 prayers. Then, if you all wish really hard together, all at the same time. You might shit your pants. Anyway,
well, when the spirit moves you, I guess.
Yeah, when the spirit moves you, you shit your pants. Cirillo, who will be in Israel as part of a previously scheduled trip, it's time for the world to focus on America and pray for the land that we love. This is just so much.
Those stupid grafting trips to the Holy Land where they bilk the little old ladies and men out of their money and take them around on tours.
Yes.
That's what these people sell all the time. All the time. I can't. I would say swing a dead cat. I wouldn't want to swing a dead cat. I like cats. I don't like.
Well, I do have another. Let me have another one here.
Okay. And I have one too.
Okay. I'll send you shared so many.
I can say, well, you go ahead and share yours here. I have another one if you are interested. So.
Sure. No, since you shared me so many, I'm going to share a couple with you right away here. So.
Considering how behind the time I was this.
Oh, yeah. No, I've just been feeling blah this last week, so I really didn't feel like doing too much. I apologize. That's my fault. Let's see here. This is today. Sharia courts dish out justice from Britain's shop basements. I have no idea what that even means.
Well, okay,
UK's
then.
Board of Sharia courts, a body set up a standardized administration of Islamic law, said the persuasive and uncontrolled bodies may be hidden in the basement or somewhere. Oh, my God. A self-appointed courts are performing marriages and handing out divorces. Dr. El Dueba, I don't know if a video is going to play here or not. It looks like it's attempting to play.
What we need to be doing is support councils because we've had so many Sharia councils.
Shh. Quiet. The self-appointed courts are performing marriages and handing out divorces. Dr. El Dubania told the Home Affairs Select Committee on Tuesday at the launch of an inquiry into Sharia councils. Although unregulated bodies have no legal force or jurisdiction in the UK, they are regularly used by Muslim families to adjudicate on personal matters, the committee heard. Oh my fucking God.
Well, now wait, is this similar to,
this is similar to a kangaroo court.
Oh, well, I was going to say, do we allow for Jews to have Israelis to have their own courts here in, I mean, no. To subject, no.
No. This is in the UK, mind you, this is in the UK. Many courts reportedly charge for their services, with fees or for divorce proceedings often higher than the British courts. So why go to them? But the doctor warned that the number of Sharia courts operating in Britain is unknown. Well, that's startling. More people talk about 80 or 30 or 50. I don't know. There is no record for this and no studies, unfortunately.
Because they're running underground. It's an underground.
It's like,
you can't. Yeah.
The inquiry will examine such issues as whether it's possible for women to receive equal treatment to men in Sharia courts.
Well, I think we know that's the answer to that.
Yeah, that would definitely be no. It will hear from Islamic scholars as well as representatives from women's groups and domestic violence victim support groups. Yeah, they'll say, you have a clitoris! Invalid! But Naz Shah, Labour MP for Bradford West, who was forced into marriage at the age of 15, claimed Sharia courts are vital for Muslim women in abusive relationships. No, they're not! No, they're fucking not! You go to a fucking real court! One that's actually valid! This is nothing more than a kangaroo court!
I would think that if they wanted to have their own courts, all right, because, again, I think that they probably view marriage and religion as being obviously intertwined. They should still be regulated by the British court system.
That's the thing is there. Sharia law. That's the thing is Sharia law. It would have to go through their courts. It would have to be integrated into their policies to be a thing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they want to say or how they think it should be regulated. It's not like a regulated in a gambling casino or a liquor license. This is not something you can do by adjudication. You just can't do it. It has to be part of the original country's legal system. You can't just say, okay, we're going to give special dispensation for these people to give out special legal decrees based on religion or a belief. You just can't do that. It's just not done. And I had this exact argument with somebody, a person who follows this show. He was saying Sharia law is in these other countries, and it's like, no. These things, they're not real. You can't say that they are promoting Sharia law and only Sharia law exists in these areas. It just doesn't matter. They can say it is. I can go. Let's just say I build a religion and I say everybody who walks down the street in this particular area, they must hold a pickle in their hand until they walk from one end of this block or the other. And then they get the next one. They have to have a hot dog. And the next one they have to have relish. And the next one they have to have tomatoes, and the next one they have to have lettuce, and by the time you get to one end or the other, you have to have a Chicago dog put together by the time you get to the other end. You just can't. It's complete nonsense. And let's just say, couldn't do that. I just couldn't do that.
I think what I'm looking at, what I'm questioning is, If you go, I'm looking at the article and it's down to the third paragraph from the bottom. Miss Shah,
right,
describes them as a complimentary arbitration service.
No,
I think is what it's.
Yeah, I know. I know she sees it that way, but unless they are adjudicated by the court systems to be an arbitration service, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. If they say, okay, you have to go to these people for arbitration, that's completely different. That's completely different.
Well, yeah, again, I think that, but I'm not trying to argue that.
Oh, no, I know you're not.
Are good. I'm trying to understand why this woman is defending it.
Right. No, I get that.
I'm sorry. I'm in over my head with most stuff that when we talk about Islam.
Yeah, I know. This is why. This is the reason why that's the reason why we really need to study this shit, because these people are just they're going into these places and they're just doing shit that just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So she could only he could only think of two or three cases which has been unfair to women, out of the hundreds. Really? It doesn't. Or
well,
let's
that doesn't
just
make
even,
sense because the women aren't even viewed as having fully the same rights. The part of the reason that they need help is because, like this woman, she was forced to marry when she was 15. A lot, and I'm seeing here is a lot of the marriages aren't even legal.
Yeah,
not recognized by Britain, and so they can't really, you know, can they go to the courts to get a divorce?
Right.
You know, it's I don't know.
It you're right. It these arbitrary these kangaroo courts. It's this is no bit. This is no more different than a kangaroo court.
I think that's what's really shocking to me is when these religions want to. This religion wants to claim that they can have their own courts and everything, but they have such clear violations of human rights.
Yeah.
And why are we allowing this to go on? Why is this a thing? I don't get it.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Shit. Oh, God damn it. This one is pretty horrible. I'm going to send this to you. I just came across this. I don't know what the date is on this one. It looks pretty horrible. I mean, it's really bad. Transgender Muslim hacked to death after father's TV plea for her to be killed. Wow. This is dated today, or yesterday. Transgender Muslim was murdered after her family's father went on TV to ask for her to be killed. Her father, who said that she had to suffer, who is said to have suffered a stroke when he discovered Rema's plan, went on national TV and said, "Let him be killed. I don't want to see him. Bring him here and kill him in front of my eyes." Wow. Raina's body had been hacked to death after warning police that there had been threats against her life. She was from an ethnic Chechen family living in Dagestan, a Muslim region between Caspian Sea and Chechnya in Russia, Transcaucasus. It was reported Raina underwent gender reassignment a month before the marriage. So technically at that point, she was a woman at that point in time. Well, I mean, physically a woman, not technically. She was... Ren TV, which is yet to catch up with identifying the people who specified the gender, said he was hated for his non-traditional sexual orientation and when he changed his sex when he was damned and received threats. Didn't we mention a couple of months ago on another staff meeting show where these Muslim guys are saying, well, you can be married to a transgendered person, just don't talk about it.
Yeah. Yep.
So what they did was against their own rules. See, they don't even follow their own rules. The young man decided to change his sex because he wanted to marry the man he loved. Victor, I can even try to pronounce his name. Karchechovchaskivia. Mainly another Muslim region in the southern Russia. According to Russian Dialogue news sites, the wedding had outraged locals and Retna's father had suffered a stroke. He then issued the Perman, an invitation to kill Raina. A neighbor said that Raina, cheated them when he went there to Moscow. He had surgery and turned himself from a boy to a girl, said the neighbor. How's that cheating anybody? And now in Chechnya, it is known too. The father gave a perma. His mother is saying, "I don't want to see him. I gave birth to a son, but what for? It is such a disgrace to the family."
You're a disgrace.
Oh,
treating your own children like this.
I hate to say it. I think we have to. We really should talk about this one. This is something we need to talk about.
Yep. Poor Rena, poor husband.
This is so horrible.
Yes. Okay.
Sorry, I'm looking at some of these other stories on the side here. Man drives his car into a lake after a massive spider jumps onto his arm. Oh, a spider! Right into a lake.
No.
That'll get rid of it.
No, no, no.
That'll get rid of it. Holy shit, mother and boyfriend charged with injecting three children with heroin.
That happened in Spanaway right near me.
Really?
Well, it was in town, yeah.
Wow.
I live in the boonies, but yes.
Wow.
Yep. I think the injection happened a couple months ago. But
woman publicly caned for and shamed for standing too close to her boyfriend. We're dating and everything, but cooties. I think I saw this one earlier this week or last week. Oh, maybe it was yesterday I came across it. I'll just send it to you real quick here. Unless you see it, it's on the page there.
See what?
Here, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
As soon as I send this one to you, why don't you send the other one to me and then we can look at that one next.
Sure.
This came out November 1st. Young woman screamed in pain as she was caned in front of a jeering crowd in Indonesia. Aceh, the latest person to be punished for breaking the province's strict Islamic laws. Ooh, goody. Aceh is the only province of the world's most populous Muslim majority country that imposes Sharia law. People can face floggings for a range of offenses for gambling, to drinking alcohol, to gay sex. The woman, among 13 people, 7 men and 6 women, aged 21 and 30, who were caned Monday at a mosque in the provincial capital, Banda Aceh, as baying crowds cheered at the spectacle. 6 couples were found guilty of breaking Islamic law and that banned intimacy, such as touching, hugging, and kissing between unmarried people.
Jeez.
The man was caned for less serious offense, described as spending time with a member of the opposite sex in a hidden location in a fashion that could lead to adultery. If he wasn't married, it can't be adultery.
And all she did was stand too close to somebody. Awesome.
Yeah. One 22-year-old woman was flogged and was given a temporary reprieve because she was pregnant. I wonder how that happened. They got too close, and apparently she stood too close to him, and she got pregnant by osmosis. You know, it's like, you know, I can touch a book, and I can know the contents of it, obviously. So she got pregnant that way. That's how that happened, right, Connie?
Yeah.
The official added that he hoped that the canings would serve as a deterrent. We hope that there are no more people in Bangladesh who break the law in the future. More and more people are being caned in Aceh, with a particular increase in the times of the number of women being flogged. Aceh, the
Sumatra Island.
Sumatra Island began implementing Sharia law after being granted special autonomy in 2001. Remember, we were discussing a little while ago about adding Sharia law to the courts. This is the kind of shit that would happen. This is a perfect example of why Sharia law should never be added to a religious, or any religious law should be added to any country's documents. In an attempt by the central government of Jakarta to quell the long-running separatist insurgency. Oh, that's a good reason. Islamic law has been strengthened since the province struck a peace deal with the government central in 2005. More than 90% of Indonesians describe themselves as Muslims, but the vast majority practice the moderate form of the faith. This is the same country that they found the doll that fell from the sky.
Yes.
This is the same country.
Yep.
Okay.
They've obviously got everything going on, don't they?
Yeah. Okay, let's take a look at the story you've sent me here. While my computer is loading. Pastor John Piper, Jesus didn't need porn to get it up for the church, so stop watching it. Well, I can't. How am I supposed to go into church without an erection and look at all those little boys? Right? Come on now.
I was not aware that Jesus had a hard-on for the church.
Well, there is actually
basically what he's saying, right?
Yeah, there is a line in the Bible where it says this little boy, Jesus and this little boy were together, and the boy ran away naked. What was Jesus doing? He was fucking a little kid or having gay sex. So Jesus was either a pedophile or he was gay. Just saying. Meet Pastor John Piper. I haven't done a PPA versus video in a while. I'm thinking that maybe I might do that. Calvinist preacher and the theologian with some kind of Dear Abby type thing going on. Dear Pastor John Piper, fuck off. Where people write in and ask him for advice on things of a religious nature. Sometimes he offers that advice unsolicited. Well, that's that religious people offering advice unsolicited. Who would have thought?
That's new to me.
That's new. That never happens. That never happens. Recently, someone wishing someone would remain anonymous wrote in to his. This guy has a podcast.
Oh, yep.
Oh, fuck. This guy has a podcast. No surprise here. The answer was a surrounding yes. Oh, I missed the question. Pastor John, is it sinful to watch pornography with my spouse before sex? And why would this fucking 9,000-year-old fossil have anything to know about that? No surprising here. The answer was yes. Not only is it a sin, he says, but a revolting sin. Wait a minute. All right, I'm familiar with sin. I'm familiar with a lot of different sins. I've committed a lot of different sins. not that sins are real, but, you know, by the religious people's account, they say these are sins. Anyway.
Yes.
I've never heard of a revolting sin. Is that some kind of special sin? Watching porn is a revolting sin.
It's things that he finds personally distasteful.
Oh, okay. All right.
But he's going to make it sound like it's religiously important.
Corruption will abound. So much corruption towards Christ, towards the spouse and the marriage, and towards the people in the pornography. Wait a minute. How can it be towards the people in the pornography? They aren't even there. This is called recordings. Just because you're playing in the background. Okay, all right, Connie. All right, yes. Connie.
Yes.
Let's just say you and I were being played in the background, a video. All right. Someone's watching YouTube and someone decides, hey, I'm tired of you making tacos for dinner, and I'm going, and even though I would hate to think someone that like this is actually watching our show, but let's say they lose their mind and they decide to blow their spouse away. Are we egregious of murder because or because someone committed murder while they were watching our show? No. No, no, no.
Phew, I was, you know, that kept me awake at night. I was really worried about
I know,
that.
Right? I mean, just, someone has a car accident while the show is playing in their car. So, obviously, we're involved, I guess.
Don't read the Bible and drive. That's Don't, what that, that's yeah. the lesson there.
Yes.
That's what I get from that.
Yeah. So, it, yeah. Piper then explained, please explain, Piper, please explain, that when you... Hanky panky. What? What?
He uses it as a verb.
What?
When
what
you hanky panky your spouse.
When you hanky panky your spouse.
You know, if he can't use the right words, then I think he's way too repressed. He shouldn't be talking about this.
If you can't use those words because your religion says you can't use those words, you can't talk about it either. Period. Yeah. You have no business. You're not old enough to talk about those things. You're not an adult enough to talk about those things. Oh my God. And the marriage, as I said, and Piper then explained, the hanky panky, when you hanky panky your spouse, you are supposed to be sexting them up like Jesus sexes the church. What the fuck?
Okay, what's this? I'm curious to see the quote now.
Okay. This act of sexual union between husband and wife is the apex of marital pleasures that represent the pure and holy pleasures between Christ and his church. This is the meaning of sexual intercourse. You know, I remember Jesus going into the temples and checking out the money changers. I don't remember him boning anybody in the church or the temples. He didn't, or I guess we must have missed that passage where he said he grabbed the first guy, threw him across the room, and then the last guy, he pantsed him and started fucking him right there in the church, in the temple.
Well, you know, it did say he drove them out with a whip or with a rod, so.
Oh, he must have taken out.
Was that how he did it?
I don't remember. He
flipped over the tables.
Yeah. The Bible says, stop, full stop, don't care. Okay, but does Jesus actually need to get his juices flowing? Because if so, I've got completely misrepresented the phrase, Christ has risen. If not porn, what gets Jesus' motor running? According to Piper, if you really want to have sex that makes Jesus smile...
Now I'm thinking about those creepy Burger King commercials.
I got this one picture where this woman is undressing and you just see the legs and it looks like she's got the panties and the thing that, I don't know what the fuck that is, where it's like clamped onto the underwear or whatever, the claps. And the window is like pulled, the sheet is pulled down most of the way at the window, but there's like this little crease to like entice the neighbors and Jesus is looking through the window going, looking like Jesus is watching you. He's being a creeper. He's being a peeping Tom. Okay. You should get 6 inches from your partner's face and say this. Oh, okay. I have chosen you above all. I have chosen above all others. That's not creepy. You alone are the one where I feast with my pure and unsullied pleasure. I need a bath. I have eyes for no one but you. I do not run after other women in my mind or in my body.
I'm way too old for that.
I'm getting creeped out. I have done things, people, that this is creeping me out. This is seriously creeping me out. I am utterly devoted to you with my mind, with my eyes, with my body. You alone are my pleasure. And that's when the restraining order gets taken in.
That's a lot of pressure.
If someone said this to me, I would say, okay, out you go. We're done here. This is kind of stuff for us. This is the kind of thing a stalker says. This has stalker written all over it.
This is what repression gets you.
I like this one. We need this as a second story.
Thank you. Okay.
We need this as a second story. This is a funny story. We need this one. This is good stalker material right here. Let's use this for our second story. For our first one. Which one was our first story here?
Well, was it the transgender?
Yes, transgender one.
Okay.
Okay, what do we have on the slab for being done here? We did
logical fallacy.
Is it logical fallacy game already?
And, well, last time we had, I believe, I can look, but I want to say we had unbelievable deities.
All right. Well, I thought we
had
this,
that
I
one
we did,
Celtic guy who was the underworld guy.
Right. I thought we did. I thought we added a new portion to this.
We did. I don't remember what though.
It's not the Pope on a rope. That's for the long show.
Oh, I grabbed the wrong. No wonder I can't find it. I have the wrong book. Oh my goodness.
I'm in the wrong folder anyway.
I wrote that in the wrong one. Okay.
Well, come on. My computer's having
actually,
a heart
if
attack.
I open up Dropbox, it'll be
my computer's having a heart attack here. So, all right.
Well, we had the Popes. Pope on a rope.
Yeah, that's on for the long show. That's for the ending of the long show.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it looks like we just have the logical fallacy game or the unbelievable deities. Okay, so Okay, so the logical fallacy game we did win. Because this was 1021 was the unbelievable deity. No, I think we did the logical fallacy last time.
No, we did. Okay,
what
we did unbelievable deities.
1021,
I will check.
1021.
Yeah,
16.
Unbelievable deity. Show number 392.
Okay.
And it was R01, the Celtic Underworld,
right.
Hounds of Hell.
Right. Yeah, that was 1021, 16.
Right. That was only a couple weeks ago. Last week was Let's Talk. So
time
it's logical fallacy.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I believe you.
All right.
I believe you.
Woo-hoo.
All right, then I have work to do. Aaron, you have the five.
Have true or troll.
You have the true or troll. The five true or trolls.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I do.
It was nice that Tom came to the show last week.
Yes, it was. It was really nice to have him in the chat room.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
We had more than enough voices for the show, though. I mean, we had literally five. Well, we had. They had.
Four people.
They had Jesse. They had B. They had the new lady. I forget her name. I'm terrible remembering names. I'm sorry, guys, if you're listening. I apologize. Nick,
I remember
and
that
Nick
they,
and
they were
I want to say it started with an A. Arcalia. No, that's not right. I'm sorry if you're listening to this, Nick and. I'm going to say Nick's girlfriend. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm terrible at remembering names. I've been familiar with these guys for like a long time, and it's really hard for me to remember new people's names. The fact that I remembered it through the whole show, you were lucky. Okay, so we got to find a deity.
No, we don't. You have logical
fallacies. Oh, logical fallacies. Right, logical fallacies. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, I'm having a brain.
If you wanted to do another
No.
We did it last time, so.
Yeah, no, that's fine. We'll.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. We usually rotate.
Yes, we do. We do rotate these, and I completely. I done did done forgot.
Okay.
Oh, that's the one I wanted. I didn't want that file. Every time I open, I have my files. I have this. I have the logical fallacies in a special file, and for some reason, every time I go to open up this app where I have them stored at, it every time. Almost without fail, there's always some kind of update. So.
Oh.
And I'm not, I'm expecting yet another one here. Yep, there is another one. So I have to do, I have to install that before I can even do my fallacy stuff here. So, boy, I just hope it doesn't make me shut down my browsers, which it probably will. Anyway, all right, check out the Atheist, the Bible, and No Wardrobe. It will, a new episode will be dropping sometime on Friday. It's scheduled to go out at 7 a.m. Whether it actually goes out at that time, I don't know. I will try to get it to force it to come out, but the new episode will be out then. So check that out. And check out our group on Candid. We have two groups on Candid now. It's the Atheist, the Bible, and No Wardrobe on Candid. And the Packard Pokes At group. Just look for Packard Pokes At. There's actually me and somebody else in there. I don't know who it is. But there's somebody else there. They haven't posted anything, but hey, that you're there. So great.
Awesome.
All the shows that we've done for the Atheist, the Bible, and No Wardrobe are also posted up on the Candid group. Every last one. I went through and I spent at least a good couple of hours going through, grabbing the links and posting the links right there too. So if you are a fan, if you are a Candid, Be Candid fan, go and check that out. Anyway, we'll see you on Friday. Good night, everybody.
Good night.